This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. 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 This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Occasionally, one of the riders that I have a group of riders that I reach to on a regular basis, just like my next guest. And he's been on a tear lately. So joining us again from Ammo Land is John Crump. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing. So let's set the stage first for the New Jersey thing. We've seen recently in recent history since Sandy Hook, at least, we've seen Connecticut and New York pass these laws where they started a registry. What was the result of that registry? How many people went there and said, "Oh, they said I got to register my weapon, so I'm going to now." What was the result of those registries? Do you know?
Well, the one in Connecticut from a few years ago, they estimated that around 50,000 to 100,000 people ignored the registry totally. I don't know the exact numbers of the amount of people that registered, but it definitely was. There definitely was at the small end 50,000, at the large end 100,000 people who decided not to go ahead and register the weapons in Connecticut when they did their assault weapons, the so-called assault weapons ban.
So when the registry was not complied with in Connecticut, how many gun owners were killed mercilessly for not complying with the law? How many were killed for that one?
None.
Oh.
I don't think anyone's really been charged. If they have,
they passed a law and didn't force compliance when this was all about the safety and the children and all this other stuff. They didn't force compliance on that one?
Well, it's what I call a feel-good law. There's no way that they can force compliance because in the United States, we don't know where all the guns are, so they don't know where to go. I mean, they could track it down, but with private cells and everything else like that, it would be almost impossible. And law enforcement doesn't want to do it because it would put them in danger of getting in an armed battle with a gun owner who does not want to comply.
Incredible. So, okay, what about New York? Now, New York, you know, we had the SAFE Act passed, and Cuomo was out there telling people that if they liked AR-15s and pro-life and all this other stuff, to get out of New York State and all this other stuff. And they instituted a state emergency and passed the SAFE Act, which had a registry for the AR, you know, for the assault weapons. What was the compliance percentage with that one?
I don't have an exact percentage, but it was definitely under 50%. Probably closer to single digits. But yeah, it's
like less than 10%.
Yeah, probably. From what I've seen, it's probably like between 8 and 9%. But also, there's no real way to know, so those are just people's guesses. The high end, I think, from a pro gun control or anti-gun group, I think it was Giffords, who said they had a 30% compliance rate, and that was probably trumped up.
So when that happened, how much of the NYPD and the New York State Police did Cuomo send out there to go kill these non-compliant, non-gun safety, these scofflaws? How many of those got killed?
Well, no one, but then again, they don't have nukes. So
was this a feel-good law, too?
I definitely believe it is. I think I know where you're going with this.
So... Well, I mean, what I'm pointing out here is this is one of the things I really don't get about the gun controllers, because once they, you know, pass certain laws, you would think that they would try to create – they're using it, I think, in some cases to try to create a pool of people that can become prohibited people. But since they –
yes, I think they're playing to their base more than anything else. It's to rally up their base who doesn't understand that these laws are unenforceable, because they deal with law enforcement. They have to know that they're unenforceable and no one's going to comply with them, but their base doesn't know that, so they're playing to their base.
So, in other words, this is a law they know that is never going to be complied with, that they can enforce, and in fact, this is more of a false brick facade on a house covered in paneling. Is that what you're telling me?
Basically, yeah. It's,
okay.
They're politicians. They're going to do politics.
Yeah, but they can't ever point to this stuff as and say, well, look at the results we got from this. So that always makes the fact that they're playing that game always is a big interest point for me. But at the same time, I agree with everything you're saying, and I was being quite facetious with some of this stuff, because I know that they won't release the numbers of people that have actually complied with the registry in New York because of how low those numbers are. Because, like you said, they're in the single digits, and I had read prior to the SAFE Act that there was over 1 million semi-automatic box-fed personal defense weapons in New York State, and that's a lot of those. That is a lot of. I'd heard that a lot of them are AR-15. So most of them were AR-15. So that part of it, I find interesting, because you know that is the hated, dreaded weapon, the hated, dreaded instrument of all things. So when they didn't want to come out and publicize that, that told me right there that it was a big old. A failure, but what I'm leading up to is that John here, when there was a recent law passed in New Jersey, and we're going to get to that in the next segment, but one of the people out there that John is one of these guys that he has infinite patience, so he will file a freedom of information request with all of these state governments and then just wait very patiently for them to get back to him. And when they finally do get back to him, then he writes a very, you know, very high impact article on it. And he did a FOIA in New Jersey concerning a new law they passed. And you just published the article on it. We're going to get to that when we get back. This is concerning the magazine ban that they enacted. We'll get to that when we get back in the next segment. John is a writer at Ammoland. You can find him in all contributors under John Crump, C-R-U-M-P, Ammoland.com. And, whenever he writes a whole bunch of stuff that hits with like a 5-pound hammer on an anvil, I ask him to come back and let's talk about that stuff. So we'll get to that in just a minute. And in addition to this week, though, he also he got it. We'll get into the other part of it that I asked him to come on later on in this hour. But yeah, you've been cracking, John. And are you going to NRA meetup?
I am not. I'm going to a wedding.
Okay. Lots of people seem to be skipping this one this year, but in any event, we'll be right back. My guest is John Crump. This is Lock and Load.
home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to John Crump, writer from AmmoLand.com. Do me a favor. Tell me about this law that got passed in New Jersey. And, I mean, how many leading up to this, how many times do we see Anthony Calandro from the gun, Gun for Hire, getting out there and explaining to them, you can't do this without, you know, paying us or anything like that? How many times did this go on?
It's very interesting. Probably about 1 million people who own some type of magazine, and that holds more than 10 rounds. The law is basically if a magazine holds more than 10 rounds, it is illegal, and there's no grandfather clause, so you have to turn it into the state police. And that went into effect in December, and I was told by a source that I had that they did not have any magazines turned in. So I kept on trying to get an answer, and they would not answer me about how many magazines they officially had turned into them. So I went ahead and filed a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, with the New Jersey State Police to get that number. And shocker, that number was zero.
How long did that take them for them to reply to you?
Well, they're supposed to reply within 7 to 10 days. But I sent the first one off, no response. So I went, but you said I'm patient, but I'm actually impatient because then I sent
Well, you're more patient than I am. I'm glad you filed this stuff so I could just have you on after you get the answer. So anyway, you were saying.
I sent the second one, no response. Sent the third one, no response. So I just started sending them over and over and over and over again because there's only. Because you can sue them to put them into compliance with the Freedom of Information Act, or you can just annoy them until they finally send you the information. So I got the information between December when the law went into effect, actually before the law went into effect, up until April 4th, not a single magazine has been turned in.
So now, they never knew how many of the. Did they have any idea how many of these things are out there?
No, they do not. I tried to get the AG of New Jersey to go on record, and he referred me to state police. State police tried to refer me back to him to get a statement on that, but they have not responded, and the governor has not responded either.
So I guess my question becomes, do they intend to try to enforce this law, or did they just pass it so if you get caught with it, they can throw a bunch of charges at you, or was this another feel-good law?
I think it was a feel-good law. The state police and the other police departments in New Jersey have not received any guidance from the AG's office on how to enforce the law. I have found one case in New Jersey where someone was charged with having a magazine holding more than 10 rounds, but it was a secondary charge. And from the police departments I've talked to, they either state that the only way they would charge it is by making a secondary charge. But most police departments I've talked to, and I've talked to well over 30 at this point, say they have no intention of enforcing the law.
Hmm.
So it's like a silly law.
Well, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So... Now my question is, what's the point of passing gun control laws?
Two places, basically. Gun control is something that is unenforceable, and it will never be able to be enforced, especially now that gun owners have realized that they're not going to stop. They're not going to be happy with a single game. They're going to keep on pushing and pushing and pushing. they're going to keep on moving the goalposts. And I think a lot of gun owners have woken up to that, and they have decided that they're through. There was no more compromise. You can't compromise, because their definition of compromise is you give us a little part of your rights, and we'll let you keep a little part of your rights until we want that part too.
Yeah, but I think that particular ship has sailed, because they've never, you know, they just keep coming for more.
Yeah, they do.
And especially in New Jersey. I mean, New Jersey has quite a few people that are very stalwart about trying to continue the fight, although some of them are beginning to leave New Jersey, which I think every gun owner should leave New Jersey. I understand that you got family and it's your home and everything else, but take your money and get out of the state and let them deal with it. Ask New York how that's working out for them. That's pretty funny to me what's happening in New York as well. But
yeah, I mean, it's not only the guns. They're trying to restrict their freedom everywhere.
Yes.
Look at New York, where they, banned large sodas and, straw.
Well, in New York recently, right now, they have a little dynamic going on there. And it's because the New York government doesn't fear the people of New York, which, all of the founding fathers said, if the government fears the people, that's freedom. So the government of New York does not fear the New York City dwellers. And they've got a bunch of people that just get out there and say, hey, that's my property. And then these property owners have to actually go to court and fight over this to try to keep their property that they own from being snatched from them either by their neighbors or the government or both. So, I mean, it's once gun rights go away, everything goes away, because there's no check there to balance out this grab for power. There's no reason for them to fear people, and that's happening in all these states and everything else, in addition to a few other things, but that's okay. Now, we're coming up on the next break, and I'm going to ask you a very important question when we get back, just about how many have been doing this, but when we get back, more from John, as he broke another story today. Well, not necessarily broke it, but I mean, I think that was the first time I saw it, and we'll find out when we get back. John Crump is my guest. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The parents of a missing 5-year-old boy in a northwest Chicago suburb are now being charged with his death.
It is with heavy heart that the Crystal Lake the Police Department reports that we've located what we believe to be the body of Andrew A.J. Friend.
Crystal Lake Police Chief Jim Black saying the body of Friend was found this morning in a remote area in the nearby city of Woodstock. President Donald Trump talking about the opioid crisis at the 8th Annual Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit in Atlanta, Georgia.
To all of the people in this room who serve every day on the frontiers and front lines of this crisis, and a crisis it is, you have earned the gratitude of our entire nation. You may not even know it, but our nation loves you, and they love what you're doing. Thank you very much.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to John Crump, and like I said, he's been hitting it and hitting it hard this week. Were you the first one to write about the Ackerman McQueen NRA thing at AmmoLand?
I was the first one on the AmmoLand site, but no, I think Chris About Guns had it before we did that.
Yeah, they had it. They had it earlier this week, but I mean, today is Wednesday, and I saw that you popped up with it. I would have thought that this. I didn't know about this. I had Truth About Guns on Monday, and they told me about it. So, and I thought, now, didn't this all start on Friday?
Yeah, it started on Friday. Basically, what happened was the NRA is suing NRA TV, which is actually Ackerman McQueen. What a lot of people don't realize is the NRA TV, the Colleen O'Rourke, the Dana Lashes, they're not actually employees of the NRA. They actually work for a separate company called Ackerman McQueen, which produces all the NRA TV shows.
Yep.
And what's going on with it, basically, is NRA paid, in 2017, paid Ackerman McQueen, I think it was $18 million. For services rendered and producing NRA TV. And what the NRA has been requesting since August is analytics to see how many people are actually going to NRA TV using NRA TV. And Ackerman McLean has either ignored them or flat out refused to give them the data. So the NRA has no idea how their rate of return looks with Ackerman and McLean now.
Well, actually, I think they paid them $42 million for 2017.
Oh, maybe it's $42 million. I might have had it wrong.
But whether it's $18 or $42 million, that, I believe...
You're right, it is $42.
I think the NRA is Ackerman McQueen's only client.
Yeah.
And I think
it is $42 million, which consisted of 14% of the NRA's budget.
Right. So, I mean, that's a pretty substantial amount of money coming out. And, you know, they have NRA TV, which is Colleen Noir, Dana Lash. I don't know who the rest of them are. I know Cam Edwards has a radio show there, although that has contracted, is not nearly as big as it used to be. So he went from a three-hour show that was on Sirius XM to a one-hour show that's only on the Internet. So to that end, I understand NRA getting out there and questioning this. I'm surprised it took him as long as they did. Are you?
I am very shocked. You work in media, so you know that if you're pitching to advertisers and they say, well, how many listeners do you have? You say, I don't know. No, they're probably not going to advertise with you.
Right. But I mean,
it might be five. It might be 5 million. I'm not really sure.
Right. Well, the thing with this is that the thing about terrestrial radio is that there are figures and demographics out there available. You do have to go get them. They don't just come to you, but you do have to go get them. But there's a bunch of different ways you can present that to somebody. Internet, on the other hand, podcasts and all this other stuff, in the effort to get the podcast out as many different ways as you can, I've got 222 RSS feeds that put my podcast out. Some of them have gigantic numbers. Some of them have zero downloads. And that's why you diversify your portfolio of getting that out there. But you do get it out there, and you do have to watch it. And live video is really hard to track. Live anything on the Internet is really hard to track. So most people get out there and put it out as many different ways as they can. NRA TV, I think, was a pay-to-view model, was it?
No, NRA TV is not pay-to-view. NRA TV, they have different apps. You can watch it through Amazon Fire Stick, Google Chrome, you can watch it through your Xbox. So they have a lot of different methods of distributing that, but looking into it, Amazon and Google and all that, they give you the exact numbers of how many people not only downloaded your app, but how many hours and minutes people have watched the show on your app. So by them saying that they can't, well, I'm not even sure what they're trying to say, but if the NRA asked them for the analytics, it should have been very, very simple to actually give it to them, especially like Google Analytics, because that's fed right into your
ads. Everybody has that, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's not like you don't have to go digging for the numbers with, you know, minutes viewed on these apps. They're there.
So, I've been looking at this and trying to figure out why it took as long as it did. Because I have... The problem with media is that media is... It is all based on statistics or numbers or something like that, and you have to know what they are. And when you have one vendor versus one client, like you did with the NRA/Ackerman McQueen relationship, where they're just simply billing them for how many years? 30 years they've been billing them. And they've been billing them without being asked any questions up to this point, as far as I know. And
I guess they haven't. It seems like there was a rebellion in the NRA board, like the current NRA board members have finally pushed it to the point of saying, hey, we really need to know what these numbers are. And they finally, and the NRA board finally said, okay, well, we'll go get them for you. But it is kind of crazy.
I don't think they have them. Because they've never been questioned or this never been requested of them before. Everybody else who, like Ammo Land, for example, they have their own marketing department. They do their own marketing. So they know when somebody says, well, how many unique visits do you have? They can say 412,837 per day. Approximately.
Yeah.
But they know that because they have to know that. Because they're the ones hustling to make the revenue.
The thing is, with like Google Chrome and the apps on Google Chrome on...
Hang on one second. We're coming up on the break. I don't want to interrupt you beyond that, and I want to hear about what you have to say about that, because some of the stuff I don't know about either. John Crump is a featured writer at Ammoland.com. If you go to all contributors, look for John, C-R-U-M-P. You can see the articles we're talking about and many, many more. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is the home of the At One Thumb Hole stock. This is the answer to every question I ever had about how do we make the At One stock better. They did it. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. John Crump from AmmoLand.com. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you think this does with the NRA on top of everything else they've already got going on? Because Ackerman McQueen, have you seen some of the statements they've come out with some of the things they're saying? I mean, they're acting like they're in charge of the NRA. Have you seen that?
Yeah, they definitely are. The area right now is they are fighting so many different laws in different places, like in New York and stuff. And with their, like, the carry guard, for example, New York has been putting pressure on insurance agencies. They lost their underwriter on that because of the pressure on New York. And politicians, like Cuomo and stuff, are putting pressure on banks and corporate sponsors not to deal with NRA, so they are kind of in a bind, and a lot of people are wondering, you know, why are you spending 14% of your budget on the NRA TV, which is basically the entertainment arm of the NRA. And what Ackerman McQueen is saying, well, that's how you get new members, and I don't think that's the case. There is an interesting twist to this whole thing with the NRA's head lawyer is the son-in-law of Angus McQueen and brother-in-law of Levin McQueen, which is the CEO and co-CEO of Ackerman McQueen. Must make for an interesting Thanksgiving.
This is going to be an interesting time in Indianapolis because I'm getting all kinds of email from NRA still, like, everything is fine. Everything's great. Except, you know, I've been complaining about Ackerman McQueen for a long time simply because I know how media gets out, and I didn't see their media getting out. And I also heard rumblings about how much they were paying for some of these things. And I was like, well, you know, that's not a, that seems like a whole bunch of money for what they're getting out of it. But, you know, a lot of that was professional envy. If somebody would just come along and pay me just to exist, you can't imagine how quick I would snatch that one. So that's all beside the point, though. But I've just been sitting around wondering about that. So what do you think the ramifications and the fallout from this is going to be? Are you, what are you hearing?
Hopefully they split, because if Ackerman McQueen does not see, cannot get records, that shows a lot about how they operate. I mean, I know how many they've had 15.7 million views of all their videos total in the last month, which seems like a lot, but it's really not. And I was able to pull that from, like, just, you know, data mining. Like, if they can't do that with, you know, logins with, you know, Apple TV and all that, they actually have a pretty robust program to give you analytics on that. It's crazy.
Well, it's
so they don't know what they're doing, or they don't want to give over the information.
Well, that's the problem, I think. You know, I was talking to Willis Lee, who's just got reelected to the board, and I was about to tell him something, but I didn't think certain members of the board actually wanted to hear things, because they can get media a different way, a lot cheaper. They can get media a different way, a lot cheaper. When you have somebody that is not being forced to produce, you know, things like where's it going, how many people listen, and that kind of thing. Well, they don't have to produce it. They're never going to compile it, because that just bites into their bottom line. Because once something like that starts, it's got to continue on constantly, because that changes every 30 days.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to do. It's at all. I mean, it's like everything that they use already have it built in. So that's why I think they're a little bit more. I think they are overcharging, because it's incredibly simple. And I actually think I told Willis that before.
Well, I mean,
Willis lives not too far away from me.
I'm sorry you won't be coming to this, because I think it's going to be interesting to try to suss out what's actually going on. I have been there. I was there in 2017 when they did the CarryGuard rollout, and there was all kinds of controversy regarding that, as far as that, because of the two companies, USCCA and Second Call Defense, that they basically stole from to create the CarryGuard model and try to steal Second Call Defense's membership, you know, because they
banned them.
Yeah, and and I noticed that when that was coming out, because there was a big article coming out of AmmoLand about this and everything, and here, and I was one of the people they quoted. And while I'm sitting here and they're quoting all this stuff going on, I'm, you know, I'm walking around the NRA meetup, and all of a sudden that was when we had the thing with Rock River Arms and Springfield doing what they had to do business in Illinois. But that became a big, well, they sold the gun owners of Illinois down the river. And that became the thing that got front and center on that, because of all that other stuff. But the rollout of NRA CarryGuard was done by Ackerman McQueen.
Yeah.
Were you there for that one?
I was not. Usually, it's like wedding season in the family.
Right.
I'm pretty sad. Like the last like 4 years in a row, I've been at weddings.
Well, you know, Dana Lash had just been hired, and I couldn't go into the men's room without looking up at a Dana Lash poster of her saying, "You need to be enrolling CarryGuard." And it was everywhere. I mean, everybody had a CarryGuard hat on, and I mean, there was quite the jubilation going on. But I think Ackerman McQueen charged NRA for that, just for the NRA meetup and the rollout of CarryGuard, $3 million.
It's really insane. Stop trying stuff that's already been done and create something new. That's the whole other thing.
When I interviewed, and I told Dan Zimmerman this, when I interviewed Ted Nugent in 2016. It was for an Ackerman McQueen concert, and what they had behind the stage, it looked like they could have controlled a shuttle flight with all the stuff they had back there. And that was Ackerman McQueen, and I was completely, totally snowed and impressed. I was blown away by all the stuff they brought, all the technology they brought. I mean, the traveling show that they have, and I mean, you know, when you see NRA TV in the middle of these things, and they've got that big stage in the middle of it and everything, and it's elevated, and everybody can see it, and everybody can hear it. Yeah, I wonder if they'll be there this year. That'll be interesting to see.
I think they're still on the concert for the NRA, so
we'll see. If I was completely not in the wrong with this, I'd be sort of upset about that, what they were saying, and then I would be like, no, I don't think I'll be showing up to promote your stuff. See you in court, buddies. But if they do show up, and if I see NRA TV there, that'll be interesting. But we're about to run out of time, John. I contacted John to talk about these two things earlier today, and he snatched it out of the air to show up with me tonight, and I do appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Bill.
All right. We're about to head into hour number three. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. He's going to be calling us live from the land down under. I have no idea what Dean wants to talk about. I want to find out what he's finding down there in Aussie. And, yeah, that's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.